The Bird Show.
So she's having a baby soon, and her husband wants to Instagram live the birth so the whole family can be involved in it. It's going to take a lot to change my opinion on this one right here, because I really feel like that room right there, just for mom and daddy, mm-hmm. right? Now, I also come from a series of dysfunctional family elements, right? So I can understand. Can I understand, or am I just saying that? Where there are some that are so close to their family that everybody should be in there. Can that be an opinion?
I mean, maybe, but like,
I'm trying to see it from all sides.
Then also, I feel like it wouldn't be much of an argument. It's just like, oh, I understand we're so close that of course everyone's going to be in there. But if there's a little bit of an argument or conflict, then obviously it must not be a given.
No, I mean, there are some women who are totally cool. Like, they want more people, the more the merrier. And then there are others that want this to be a private event between them and their significant other. So in this instance, sorry, not sorry. If you're not birthing the baby, you don't get a say in if it's going to get live streamed or not.
All right, so I think Nancy here is going to appreciate your take. Hey, Nancy, good morning.
Hey, everyone.
Morning. Okay, so your husband is like, all right. Husband's like, showtime, let's go.
Exactly. I'm uncomfortable being on the radio, imagine.
We couldn't tell.
All right, what do you got going on?
So I'm currently pregnant with our first child, and it's also our first grandchild. And yeah, my husband wants to Instagram live the birth. His family, he's very, very close to his family, which is great. They're great, but they're a lot. And he's like, let's Instagram live it. And he's like, it'll save me from like texting and calling a bunch of people immediately after. His family is unfortunately not going to be able to just drop everything and get on a plane. They live across the country. He's like, I won't show any private parts.
That's a relief.
That's good to know.
One thing on the list.
Yeah, he's very sensitive.
I mean, it's this deeply personal and private moment. And I'm going to feel self-conscious, and he's not going to be like there in the moment. And, you know, the moment should be about us and the baby and, you know, starting our, I mean, we're a family now, but like, you know, adding to our family. And I don't know. I just, it's like there's boundaries and privacy and my, you know, and like expectations about being first time parents. And it's just really, really glaringly different. You know, our takes are different. I don't know. We had the same take, and now I'm like, are they completely different? Like, I'm close with my family, but he talks to his family like three times a day.
Sure.
So, and his mom is like, I want as much access as possible. And I'm like, that does not include my
Right.
So, Nancy, I'm doing my best because this is all I know of your husband. So I'm trying not to hate him right now. because giving birth is such a vulnerable position to be in. So my thing is, the moment he brought this up, and the moment you said no, that should have been the end of it. Like, there should be no digging in on this whatsoever. Like, you have created life. You are going to be giving birth to life. This isn't like, I don't, and, you know, it is, you know, being the first, so he hasn't, you know, bared witness to this before. I don't know what he thinks is going to happen in that room, but if you are on.
Like, even, like, his mom said, I want as much access as possible.
Okay.
And I'm like, you gave birth. You know what this is like. Like, how, just, I mean, I don't even know if she knows what Instagram Live is, but I just, like, I know he feels so guilty that I was like, don't worry, it'll be like you're there. And I'm like, no, I won't even, I was not going to let anyone, I mean, I said that my one emergency backup from him just in case, like everything's going really, really well. Thank God. Thank goodness. Mm-hmm. Is my mom. But that's it. Like, I'm not letting my dad in there. And I'm like, yeah. I don't even know, like, technically, can you only, he's like, I'm going to make a new Instagram so not everyone can see it. And I'm like, is that a thing? And I thought it was only stories, and you know how they're changing things all the time. So I'm like, there's a real possibility that Jenny from the block or down the block is going to see all my business and my baby.
What an honor if J-Lo was on your live stream.
If it's a celebrity, come on in.
I'm all right. Just listening to her, so sorry.
So let me ask this question here. 1-855-VIRT-SHOW. Who, looking back on the delivery of your baby, who do you regret was in the delivery room with you at that time? Ooh. Somehow, some way you got coerced into it, or you thought, like, or maybe it was even like, your idea, and you thought it would be a great idea, and now looking back, it's like, oh my God, I wish I wouldn't have done that. 1-855-VIRTUA.
What's so frustrating is I feel like there's not a male equivalent. Like, I feel like there's no way for you to put him in the same position unless you were to threaten to, like, live stream the next time he took, like, a massive dump. You know what I mean? Like, this is the only other time you got the same parts out in the same kind of vulnerable position. You know what I mean? Like, how would you feel?
A massive dump, though, being compared to me.
What else do we got?
What else you got?
I would love to hear, honestly, like, someone defend the man side in this, because I don't even see how it's a debate.
I don't either.
I really don't get it. Obviously, she has to be as comfortable as possible. Mm-hmm. This is not even debatable. I would genuinely be interested in someone trying to take the other side, because I don't get it.
Let's live stream his colonoscopy. There we go.
Okay. Well, he's sleeping through the whole thing. Yeah. Does he really care?
No.
You still got double cheeked up?
That's closer, though.
We're getting there.
It's just going to look like you're going through the Washington Tunnel. Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. I think she needs to find a really good friend and have them take his phone and Instagram live from the waiting room, because that's where my family would be. Mm-hmm.
For sure. This is so insane to me. This all seems so obvious. I'm with you. Like, as soon as mom says this is, or soon to be mom says, this is going to be the way it's going to be, pops, I'm done.
Sorry, Doc.
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
Your job is done,
right? Uh-huh. Hey. Here is Cynthia. Good morning, Cynthia. You are part of the Burt Show. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So I say the rule is whoever was there to make the baby will be there when the baby is born. So if the family wasn't there to make the baby, they shouldn't be in the room when the baby is born.
Yeah, I mean, this seems pretty obvious to all of us here. I'm still waiting for somebody to call in to go, like, I can't believe, like, he invited blank, like his coworker in the studio, his boss, needed to be in the delivery room, I mean.
Putting myself in Nancy's shoes, my husband comes, the ask, just the ask is offensive, let alone, like, doubling down and being like, oh, but come on, babe. Like, trying to convince me that it is a good idea to Instagram the, like, Instagram live the birth so that family across the country can be a part of it. Have you lost your ever loving mind? I am, like, the more I sit here, the more incensed I get that he's being adamant about this and not realize you are the one that's going to be ripped open as you bring life into the world. You don't get a say.
All right. Sydney here is going to tell you that father-in-law was in that delivery.
He says trapped.
Hey, Sydney, good morning.
Good morning. So my father-in-law was trapped in my delivery room and had to cover himself with a blanket.
why
did he get trapped?
Was the door locked? Why couldn't he get out?
It was an escape room?
Because he was sitting at the bed, which is usually at the window, so he would have had to pass me spread eagle. And I was at stroke levels while pushing out my daughter, and he couldn't go anywhere.
What?
He just took a blanket over himself. I don't want to be here.
He's like Casper the ghost in the corner as she's delivering birth.
Yeah, I can't find anybody on the phone lines going like, yeah, this is a great idea. So, Nancy, if you were looking for an endorsement, and if you were thinking, oh, I must be crazy here, it's your hubby here that's kind of the nutty one. You're the one that gets the final say in this thing.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay.
Thank you so much, everyone, because
I'm so all over the place right now with excitement, with nervousness, and with the, you know, obviously with the hormones that I'm like, am I crazy?
No,
no, you're not. You're absolutely not.
Your husband is spot on.
The Bert Show.